real, let's put an actual real timer on this time. 20 minutes done.
The timer's been running. It's just
whenever John gets started on his like on his golden pharaohs, he just won't stop.
Well, people talk all the time about how they don't know about the stuff, so I explain about it, and everybody's like, "Oh."
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Five Idiots Talking Toys. It's Wednesday's Wins and Whiffs of the Week. Thanks very much for joining us here on YouTube for our YouTube-only Wednesday episode. John Walden is here. Brandon A. is here. Charles
I can't believe W. a life still wearing the same clothes two Wednesdays.
A week later.
Yeah, it's crazy. In a row. It's crazy. And Christopher W. is here. I'm Shane, and we're the Five Idiots Talking Toys. Thanks very much for joining us. Boys, what's been going on? Charles, are you still on that five-gallon chug challenge?
No.
It didn't last?
It's only a few days. You do it for a few days. You completely change your body. You urinate 98 times in a day.
Your body looks so different to me.
It does.
All your tubes are clean and washed out.
And what's that called when you get too much water in? Like
you actually look so bloated right now.
What's it called? It's called the 5-gallon water challenge.
Causes cellulitis.
Do you remember the other challenge they had when the kids were eating those laundry detergent things?
Pods.
It doesn't mean that it's good.
Is this Tide Pods?
Is this a challenge you saw on TikTok and decided to make it your...
Yeah, Tide Pods, yeah.
Make John, it your thing? Charles went on TikTok and he started a 5-gallon challenge.
I had no clue it was a challenge until I Googled it.
Oh, so you were already drinking 5 gallons of water a day?
I didn't know it was a challenge. I had no clue.
When I first started dating my wife, and we were like we were friends beforehand, and then we started dating, and she put a video up on Instagram. Do you remember the ice cold water challenge for MS?
With ice.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't that like last year?
No.
That was a few. No, it was years ago.
This was like years and years ago because it had to be. We've been married 5 years, so it had to be like 7 or 8 years.
Oh my gosh.
I just remember like we were dating, and she posted this video of her and her friend dumping a bucket of ice cold water, and I was sitting there going, do I really want to date a girl that's doing this right now?
Did you at least, were you at least okay with it because it turned out it was for charity in some way?
No, I was still wasn't. Because I think you should do it, and which is fine, but the fact that she posted on Instagram, I'm like, oh God.
So the thing that Charles is not telling you guys is he did this 5-gallon challenge. He's had a plumber there every day for the last 3 days. He had to have all his plumbing in his house replaced. He was peeing so much.
It's urine.
He was peeing so much that the toilet exploded.
Well,
now that's funny because he had the gardener come too because he killed all his plants.
it's leaking into it's seeping into the yard.
Oh no!
You guys should try
peeing
it.
Peeing on the bushes.
You guys do know that when you drink like a lot of water and then you go to bed at nighttime, you wake up 75 times during your sleep.
Mm-hmm.
No, thank you.
Oh, he wouldn't. Rubber sheets.
Rubber sheets.
Instead of mocking, try it.
If I wore my son's pull up at nighttime, maybe.
Depends.
Shane's looking something up.
I couldn't find it.
I knew it.
I'm scrolling up and down, up and down. Charles started the 5-gallon revolution. So if you're watching our episodes lately and you've started and tried the 5-gallon challenge revolution, please comment below. Let us know how many times you peed.
Send us a video.
What bushes you peed on. What, if your toilet exploded. and if you feel your body is completely, completely changed. This is live video at Charlie's house.
I will bet nobody else is doing this.
This is audio from Charles's house. Do you guys remember Revenge of the Nerds when what's his name goes to the bathroom and he's peeing for like 3 minutes straight?
Oh, I was thinking of Tom Hanks in A League of Their Own when he pees in the bathroom.
Yeah. If you haven't seen Revenge of the Nerds in a long time,
you're not dumb.
Yeah. He goes and goes and goes, and then he stops, and then he starts going again, and it's like even harder.
Well, I think everyone should send their videos in so we can make shorts on YouTube of this. So,
right.
You don't understand. You will have the cleanest tubes if you do it.
Oh my God,
Charles, you need to have your tubes tied. Yeah. It's enough already.
Yeah, I mean, don't tie your tubes. What show is this?
All right.
What are we doing today?
We're doing wins and whiffs. Let's jump into it right now.
What in the world?
Charles is all cleaned out now. Pizza.
That was Brandon's mustache.
All cleaned out.
All right, we're going to jump right in, and we're going to go to...
My win of the week is the fart machine.
San Diego, which we all know is German for win of the week.
That mustache is expanding and expanding and expanding.
He's already trimmed it back like 3 times.
I did.
He'll be down over his lips.
I don't know what these are.
Is that a pock? A pock alien?
A poppy. Poppy.
A poppy. Oh, a poppy, so alien? A
poppy alien.
Poppy alien.
Nice.
That's 1 3¾ xenomorph.
Xenomorph.
I can't read it. I can't see it.
Nice.
Wow.
Huh.
Where's that from?
Charles, that's actually a USB. It's a xenomorph.
Gotcha.
1 3¾ inch xenomorph. I bought this opened already. Apparently they're these packs that come with figures and different types of figures you can get in the pack. I don't know, I think they retail for like $20. I got this for less than that because it was open already. I don't really care about keeping them sealed. I don't know why people do that. But here's the alien that's in it.
Oh, wow.
So they all have different, you know. These are more just for collecting purposes, I guess, instead of movie film accuracy. But they come with a removable head. Or not the head, the little skull part, and then they do.
Ooh. Mm. Nice.
That's a nice little feature.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, something different. It's kind of neat. But yeah, that's my one of the week. So just adding to the alien pile.
I told you guys, I just went through the trilogy, you know, the first three. Like in succession, you know, watched like half hour, 45 minutes at a time, but like went through all three movies. It was great to see them after a long while.
Great film franchise, and the toys are even cooler. So since we just had Alien Day, a few days ago or a week ago now, or whenever this airs, pretty cool.
The first one was fantastic. Love the first one. Second one was awesome because I love all the action. Frankly, the action sequence, you know, that first initial main action sequence was actually shorter than I remembered. It was kind of like, I remember this being like a bigger part of the movie, but really good. The third one, you know, it's like, it's not great. It's okay. And if you're an Aliens fan or an Alien fan, it's fun because, you know, there's a lot of action and, but you know, the characters are kind of
the third one is
kind of annoying.
The third one is not loved. It's actually people give it like a lot of negativity a lot. I happen to actually love it. I love the third one. It's the fourth one for me that I just didn't like.
You know who's in the third one that's pretty good?
Charles Dutton.
Winona.
She's in the fourth one.
Yeah, she's in the third one.
No.
Oh,
she's in the fourth one?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Where they go
you're
back.
You're talking about Resurrection. I'm talking about Alien 3 when they're in the prison cell.
Yeah, Alien 3 is when they're in the prison with Charles Dutton. And,
I like that one, and I went straight to the Winona one.
See, I really actually like Alien 3 a lot.
I don't like? I don't like that there's only one alien, too, because like you got kind of spoiled with the second one. There was, you know, exploded, and it was just like so much going on. And now you're back to one alien, but
when
I like Sigourney Weaver in the third one, though. I thought she was really good.
When he's given that speech of the alien popping out and like the throwing the body into like the lava, but at the same time, they're cutting to the scene of the alien popping out of the dog and the music and stuff. For me, like that's like the best scene of the movie right there.
Yeah.
Mm.
Love that part.
It was good.
Just like Return of the Jedi. I haven't seen Alien 3 that many times. I've seen the other two about a million times, but. Alien 3, handful of times.
All right. It's time for the next win of the week.
Bing.
This is something I've, thank you. This is something I've wanted for a while, and I saw it in a live sale. Somebody who's in a lot of the groups with us was liquidating their collection, moving on from their collection.
Underoos.
And this popped up, and so I had to grab it.
USB.
Underoos, I knew it.
Oh my! What?
I don't even know what that is.
I've never seen it before.
Yeah, it's Leia Unleashed.
Holy blister!
Yeah, I know. It's massive. I had no idea it was this big. I thought it was
Jesus,
like half this size.
That reminds me of one of those figures that John buys. It says it's like a historical, you know, Blade Marvel figure that
it's rare.
I said it was of historic significance.
That's what it was. Yeah. Historic significance.
This is what it looks like when it's out of the package. It has a, you know, like a the bow of the sail barge as a stand.
I mean, like, out of all seriousness, Shane, like, what are you doing with this? Like, at what point do you just say, like, enough's enough? like
I've had a couple of those points already.
Like, is that cool? Yeah. Do I want it? Absolutely not.
Shane's a Leia collector.
There's also John. So and that's the question. So he's a Leia collector. When is enough enough? Because right there, to me, that looks like enough.
It came out in 2002, and then they repackaged it. This is the 2004 package, which I think is actually nicer.
Oh, you need to get the 2002 one now.
Yeah, variant. Oh.
Well, stay tuned for another Wins and Whiffs.
Oh.
I support you, Shane.
Two-parter.
This was a... I don't know much about this line, but the line was Unleashed, and there's they're all... Like,
that.
You know, stylized, and there's big action. Like the Emperor's got like all the lightning coming out.
That's Luke Skywalker. Oh my god!
You know what's funny is that
they're kind of like little statues. They're not so much action figures as they are. I don't think they have articulation and stuff. They're like statues.
What does that thing worth?
It's worth a bunch. It's
an investment in garbage. That's what it's worth. John, put it up. Let's go.
About $90.
An investment in garbage.
Really? 90?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. I haven't seen one go on eBay for less than like $85 in over a year.
Wow.
I never saw any of these in the store.
I chalked this one up to Shane's memory of going to the movies when he was four.
No, I wasn't paying attention to whatever was out for Star Wars in 2002, 4, 5, but I've seen a couple other in the line that I thought were cool. I don't like all of them, but I just wanted to get that one. I like the whole Leia in the slave outfit statuette.
He's so serious.
All right, Chris, what do you got?
you know he hates Chris when he goes right to him.
I don't have anything. Those days of me spending my money on garbage are done. So I have nothing.
All right, fair enough. All right, Charles, you're up for your win of the week.
So I'm continuing the
those are cool.
20 Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
That's not
so this
me.
This is Leatherhead.
So nice. What am I even looking at there?
I like that.
It's Leatherhead.
Oh, I see it.
Rip that poly bag off of it.
Like, it's hard to say.
Rip that poly bag off of there.
Why is
nah.
They show they have him like they have him in the prone position there or what?
Yeah, like
he's an alligator.
He's gonna go in the trap.
Oh.
So he got a 85. So I think I need 17 more, and then I have the first 20 of them.
Nice. Charles is basically showing us a roll of Saran wrap right now.
I'm not taking it off. I refuse to take it off. I will take this plastic off if you put that Leia mock that you just bought
on step on it.
Well, you don't have to say step on it. You could have equated it to if you open it, because I wouldn't have I wouldn't have done that either.
Well, I'm just saying step on it or like throw it.
Throw it.
If you throw that one, I'll throw this one.
Charles, it's $90.
Oh, if I throw it, you'll throw that?
No, I'm not.
I'll do that. I'll do that. How much that'll make that'll make for a great episode.
How much is how much does that leather neck go for?
Leather neck.
Leather neck.
Hey, name? How much is that leather neck over there?
It's a multi-tool. How much for that leather neck? They call me leather neck.
What's his name? Illustrated for turtles. I don't know any prices. I have no clue what it's worth.
No, seriously, what was that guy's name again?
Leatherhead.
Leatherneck.
Leatherhead.
Leatherhead.
Leatherhead. Oh, Leatherhead.
They call me Rubberneck.
Leather nuts.
All right. So what was the grade on that? 85, you said?
85. Yeah.
Nice.
Wow. CAS?
CAS.
Are they the only ones that grade turtles?
Yeah.
Like that. Yeah.
How long did you wait for that?
14 months.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah. That's not bad.
He sent it in the 90s when the Return of the Jedi came out.
I have like 30 more.
14 months.
Oh, so what's so funny is that he gets it in the mail and he's like, "What is this?"
I don't know if we're collecting turtles.
With his comics. Brandon gets comics in, and he doesn't know who sent them to him.
Yeah, I'm like, what is this?
Except he bought them himself.
And then by the time you get it in, you don't even want it. You're not even collecting turtles anymore.
All the other ones have to be more than 14 months. For whatever reason, these were sent in 1 month later, and these, like, three or four I got back were all done. All the other ones are not done.
Isn't it so funny that he got on a streak where he got all hot and heavy collecting turtles? He got them. He had them in his house for like a week. He not sends even. Them out, and they're gone for 15 months. And he's never had the turtles. Like he started collecting something that he's never had.
Never had it. So it's so weird.
It is weird. I mean, I'm glad you're getting them back now, but to start collecting something and give them away after a week and then not have them forever.
Well, now you have weird. A leather neck, so
leather head,
whatever,
leather back.
All right,
85. He never had his car. That's a Fast and Furious.
Yeah, you had me. You had me.
You never had your car
with your granny shifting. All right, John Walden, you are up with your win of the week.
Bang. It's a pharaoh.
The golden
pharaoh. Is this the win of the week? What is the win of the week today? A golden shower?
No.
All the figures do the same thing. You squeeze their legs and they go.
It's just, yeah, it's like, like a chicken.
There we go.
Same thing.
No, it's not.
Another falcon.
It looks exactly the same as the rest. That is the golden pharaoh, but in red.
No, it's the falcon.
Who?
What's his action?
He doesn't have an action.
Squeezes legs, and that's
it. But it's this is the Marvel Universe. Marvel Universe 3¾ figure.
Oh, why are his legs? Why are his legs crooked?
Coco
Beware. Yeah, I know.
So it's not superpowers.
They're a little crooked.
That's the junkyard dog. Yeah.
It's not superpowers then?
No, it's not superpowers.
Oh.
It is
he landed and broke Marvel. His legs.
Another Falcon figure from my Falcon collection. He's got Red Wing right here. His trusty
Red Wing.
Yeah.
Red Wing in the latest Marvel movies, Red Wing is so cool. It's like a drone.
Drone, yeah. Yeah.
So cool. It has so many things to do.
This is a real bird. the real Red Wing is a bird.
Forget the real bird. I want the drone.
Anyway.
Is that part of the same line that I just bought from your store?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Oh, now he's interested.
But yeah, it's really cool. It's got all kinds of points of articulation and stuff. But anyway, another Falcon from my Falcon collection.
Who is that? Red Wing?
No, that's Red Wing. This is the Falcon.
Gotcha.
This is Red Wing.
In the current Marvel and Avenger movies, Red Wing is like on his back and like launches off his back when he's in the air and he's like a drone. Could drop bombs and stuff and shoot lasers.
Reminded me of another guy that I saw going to the bathroom at one of these cons in one of these outfits.
The Hawkman? Yeah,
exactly.
Is it the Hawkman again? Oh,
God. Oh, there you go. It's Captain America Falcon.
See, I'm not into the MCU Falcon at all. I like the character in the movies, but I prefer the comic version.
Whatever. I didn't know who he was. I was like, John is flying so Captain America.
Do what? John is so particular.
He only likes certain Falcons.
Yeah, don't show him other Falcons.
Yeah.
They're not the Falcons he likes.
I mean, I still like, I watched the show.
Yeah. The wrong Falcon, Brandon.
Falcon and the Winter Soldier. And,
it was pretty good.
But only collect the comic version.
Okay. Coco Beware, what did you say his name is?
Coco Beware, yeah.
Coco Beware. I said Junkyard Dog.
Slanty?
Do what?
Slanty?
Slanty? Yeah, I know. Look at his leg.
That's how they all are. Like, oh, I goodness. Bought like seven or
not
eight
all
figures.
Of them.
I got a bunch of figures from you, John, and they're all like, they don't stand up straight. That's why I had to buy stands from China.
I love when John reaches right above whatever he's on. He's like,
he was starting the microwave, I think.
Jane Davis is here.
he was checking the timer on his microwave to see how long this episode is. So. All right, guys, I think that's going to do it for wins of the week, and we do not have a whiff. I asked in advance. Preparation is the key to this show.
Yes.
For all of our regular viewers, we're so well prepared.
Yeah.
We always knew exactly what we're doing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So please listen here, guys. If you're watching the show and you're not subscribed to the channel, what are you doing? What are you doing with your life?
You're the wrong Falcon. If you're not subscribed, you're the wrong Falcon.
We don't like that Falcon. Don't show us that Falcon who's unsubscribed.
Yeah.
I liked it. I said that's cool. But I don't like that Falcon.
And make sure you like and comment.
Wait.
Is that it?
Chris, how does that go?
And make sure you like and comment.
All right, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of Wins and Whiffs. Thanks very much for hanging out with us. As always, we have new episodes on Sunday on YouTube or your favorite podcast app. And we'll be back here next Wednesday. Thanks very much for hanging out. And we'll see you next time on Five Idiots Talking Toys. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Brandon has a mustache?
Still.